This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're getting ready for opening day. 2 days away. Tomorrow, we talked about it. Amazing opportunities to win tickets to Rangers Astros. Those giveaways will be happening in the 7 a.m. hour, 10 a.m. hour, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Every single one of those giveaways is for a four-pack of 100 level tickets for Rangers Astros. Now, to go along with that, what are we conjuring up for opening day?
We're going to be at Rally House tomorrow. Is that what you said?
That is true. That is true.
In Mansfield.
We're going to be at Rally House in Mansfield on opening day.
Conjuring it up there? You said conjuring? You said conjuring?
I did conjuring up.
What does that mean? I know that word. Day. What would be...
How like putting together, creating. Okay. I know, like, you think like that's witch. The witch.
Yeah, it does sound like, yeah, I got a
in a cauldron. Yeah.
Okay.
It also drains spaghetti water.
Yeah, and some...
that's a colander, I believe, is what that reference was.
Some wolf's mane and chicken claw.
Not that. I guess we could work that in on Thursday if you guys really wanted. We're all going to be here. Derek Holland is going to be in studio with us all show long. Jared Sandler, before he goes to the ballpark, he's going to be in studio. Cole Hamels wants to hang out on the show for an hour. So we're going to have all kinds of stuff for you. But Corey is right. That's Thursday. Tomorrow, we'll be at Rally House in Mansfield, and those giveaways for those Rangers tickets will be happening. It's going to be sweet.
Yeah, we got a big week ahead of us, man. This is awesome. It's only Tuesday.
Well, this is still
it is
a big
only Tuesday.
I'm sorry, Mike. And I'm sorry, Corey, because you said that was one of the first things you said when you came in. You go, it's only Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm a little, this allergy stuff's kicking my butt.
All right. I got something that will cheer you up.
Thanks, man.
Let's talk about gambling.
Okay.
Cut number.
You don't like gambling.
No, I don't. But you do,
like,
Mike.
You'll like this cut. You will like this cut. Let's go to cut number 8. And Pete Rose giving his thoughts about what's going on with Ohtani.
Hey guys, Matt Thrash here, enjoying some March Madness with my great friend Pete Rose. And we were talking about the current goings on in baseball right now, and Pete wanted to mention something.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
Whoo!
Dang, dude.
But what does he have to lose at this point?
But nothing.
I believe the tweet was from Frankie's Too Loud, if you want to follow him on Twitter. And this really encapsulates why a lot of people have questions or maybe doubts about this situation. So the story is, Ohtani had zero knowledge, never participated with his best friend who he's with like 24/7, 365, never noticed his translator sweating out millions upon millions of dollars of bets for money that he doesn't have while they were alone in the hotels, always together, LOL, okay. And yeah, I think that's where the doubt from some people comes from. And we could talk about this specifically, but I also want to go back to the meme that you pointed out that took over the weekend. Is you go back to a show and it was like, welcome back to the DraftKings ESPN studios. Right now on the BetQL hotline, it is so-and-so. How could this Ohtani situation have happened? And so that begs the question, whether it goes back to Ridley.
Right now, just for what channel is this on?
Bally.
It's on Bally's?
I believe so.
They're giving you the odds on who to bet for yes. for the RBI leaders yes. for your like right now. There's a whole show on right now for MLB. Who you should bet on, what these experts say are the best odds, your sleeper pick. This is...
Teams are sponsored by yeah. casinos. There's elements of that in newer stadiums.
Shohei Ohtani plus 1,300 to win the RBI title this
year.
You
like that bet, don't you?
I do.
Did professional sports leagues just bring this all upon themselves? Because you've got the Ohtani deal, so that's Major League Baseball. We've talked about Calvin Ridley in the past.
Plus other players, too, that weren't as...
Absolutely.
Egregious,
there
I
were
guess.
Suspensions left and right, though. And then we can go to the NBA immediately and Jonte Porter if you want, or we can get back to it because this looks pretty bad for the NBA as well. You want to go to Jonte Porter?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Have you heard the accusations leveled against Porter?
No, give them to me.
He was removed. He plays for the Raptors. He was removed prior to their last game for, quote, an investigation. Here are the facts as we know them. This doesn't have to mean anything, but it doesn't look great. January 26th against the Clippers, there was increased betting interest on the under for Jonte Porter prop bets. For the night, 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists. There was also an over-under on his made three-pointers, which was half. Okay? Porter played 4 minutes before leaving the game. He said he re-aggravated an eye injury he had suffered 4 days later. Didn't score, had 3 rebounds, 1 assist, didn't take a single three-pointer, meaning the under hit on all those bets. You might be like, coincidence, fair enough. However, the next day, as part of a daily report that DraftKings sends out to their users, it was reported that Porter's under on the three-pointers was the biggest money winner for bettors of any NBA player prop that evening. So Jonte Porter, his over-under three-pointers, was the number one bet prop bet? My ass. Then 2 days later, scored 12 points with 7 rebounds and 3 assists. Then I take you...
Wasn't it also, I know you're doing something else, but now I'm hit. Was it the Alabama, I'm sorry if I'm getting the school wrong, that their coach got fired because he was placing bets?
With
like
baseball, right?
Yeah, with college yes. baseball. And
his guy was...
It might not have been Alabama, I'm sorry.
No, it was.
Okay.
And his guy was placing bets in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
And so think about this. One more game for Porter. Now we go to March 20th against the Kings. Porter played 3 minutes before leaving the game because of what the Raptors said was an illness. So he made sure, well, the theory is, he made sure to go into the game so the bet's live.
Oh.
Because if he doesn't play, think about it.
Okay.
In this one, he re-aggravated an injury and then he was fine 2 days later. In this one, he made sure to play 3 minutes, got into the game, and then said he didn't feel good. He did not score. Attempted and missed one shot and had 2 rebounds. Sports books that night, over under points, 7.5. Rebounds, 5.5. Once again, the DraftKings reports, Porter's prop bets were the number one moneymaker from the night before.
The 682, who the F bets on that guy? That's why it was flagged immediately.
For sure.
LeBron, if his under hits,
yeah.
Nobody's worried about that at all.
But you also can't get to that guy, right?
Yeah.
One would assume.
Yeah. But with this guy, you're like, ooh, there you go.
So on hoopshype.com, I wanted to look this up. They're pretty good with salaries.
He's 410?
Yeah, $411,794 is what they have him at. And that's a two-way contract. So that means he's not making that much money because when he gets sent down, it's less money. It's kind of like a guy going up and down from the majors to the minors. Believe me, there's people that say, you made that much money playing baseball? I'm like, if I would have been in the big leagues all year, that is correct yes. from Baseball Reference. I didn't play in the big leagues all year, so I only saw a third of that money that you see there right. reported on what I made that year. And so
if somebody swoops in, it's like, I got 50K for you here, I got 50K for you. I don't know the reported numbers. All I know is DraftKings, pretty big operation, said this was the number one moneymaker.
It's so stupid when you think about it. He's only thinking about the short term now. I don't know how much debt he's in. I don't know family issues. I don't know any of that. But if he's caught, this Porter guy, He can't go overseas and play, I bet. I bet those teams are going to like, we cannot have a person that looks like he fixes games for money.
By
like
the way, this is Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, I believe.
Wow, from Missouri?
Yes.
Okay. Like, and then his brother's making $25 million, $30 million
something
a year?
Like
he's a great salary. It's just, why would you risk, I need money right now, so I'm going to sit out, I'm going to do what he did, when even if I don't stay in NBA for a long time, I can go overseas and make $100,000 to $1 million a year.
Can I devil's advocate this for you? I agree, and I'm not saying this is my position, but if you're in the player's spot, do you think you look at it and say, oh man, I'm going to play at the Caesars Sportsbook Arena, or I'm watching my highlights on the DraftKings show, or all this and that. It feels like everybody else is making money off of gambling. Why can't I get a piece?
I mean, Tony Romo's fantasy football thing.
I remember it that got canceled.
Deal. Yeah, it was because they were going to do it in a casino. And they're like, well, you can't go in the casino.
So I hear what you're saying.
Just devil's advocate.
It can't be about your team. It can't be. It just can't. I'm not saying that you're okay to bet on your brother, Michael Porter Jr., going over under. That's not good either, because obviously you have inside information on how Michael Porter Jr. is feeling, the game plan possibly. Michael Porter Jr. could say, man, they're highlighting me tonight. Jokic said, you're going to be our main weapon tonight. I'm going to feed you the ball. Like, that gets into inside trading, inside knowledge. I don't have an issue with this, but this is only me. It doesn't mean if he wanted to bet, I don't know, on the Toronto Argonauts Canadian football game. I don't care. There's almost no way. He might have a buddy on the team and they hang out, but fine, whatever. That's information a lot of people can find out. But I just have an issue if you're really betting on the sport that you're playing in, because you really do have knowledge with scouting reports on favorable matchups, unfavorable matchups. We're trying to think right now with the Mavericks. Hey, who's the favorable matchup if you meet them in the first round versus the unfavorable? You know who's going to know that really well? All the scouts who are watching all these teams play versus the team that they have and what gives them major issues. But if you're betting another sport, I'm not that opposed to that. If Ohtani was betting on NFL and soccer, and that's what he was doing this with, if he was the one betting, I'm like, it's not the best look.
Yeah.
But it's fine. But if you're betting on the Angels or the Dodgers or something, that's a really bad look.
I do like Vegas and these books, they do have inside information too.
Sure.
That's how they set their
line. I don't dispute that whatsoever.
So it is okay for them to have that information.
Of course.
Because they feed the pockets of government.
Well, I mean, look, I would argue because they're in control, and when you're in control, it doesn't matter what industry it is, you get to set the rules. I think that's BS as well.
So I can have information,
but
you can't.
Keep in mind, I think what Vegas would claim, right, is they're like, hey, we're trying to make sure that legitimately we don't care about the outcome of any game. Like, that is Vegas's ultimate goal, is the cut that they take off the bet would make it that every game is bet evenly, and no matter whatever happens in the history of sports, they automatically make money by being the person that the transaction goes through.
We just got the 10% off of it.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
That would be their argument, but I understand your point is valid nonetheless.
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes inside information is very different whenever you're getting it directly from a player.
And
this is why we talk about NFL. I'm not going to bet on another team in the NFL because I know things about them. I have friends there. I have information. That's why the NFL players are not allowed to bet on those games.
And do you think it would make any difference then, because of something that you were just talking about, Mike? Do y'all think, honestly, it would make any difference if the only rule that existed in terms of the gambling, and I'm going to ignore all the state laws for just one second, would be you can't bet on your own sport? Because one of the things with the suspensions in the NFL is, remember, some of those guys weren't even betting on their sport, but they were betting at the team facility.
I don't know.
Let's say you erase all those other rules and laws. You just can't bet on your own sport.
Okay. It does seem like most agents are single sport agents. Like Boris, I don't know, does he have clients in the NBA?
I don't believe so. There's a company that might have the branches, but then you're specifically in the baseball side of the company or specifically in the football side of the company.
So that's kind of where I still feel like there's ways to get information if I really wanted to. Like if I wanted to call Rich Paul and be like, if I'm one of his clients, I can be like, hey, I want to just talk to, you know, LeBron. I wanted to have a chat with him and see what's going on, see how he's feeling about this.
He's out tonight.
Yeah, he is out against the Bucks. Yeah.
But if that's where we got that info.
Yeah.
But that's where LeBron. I feel like still they can get information because of access to those guys. Now that's here, neither here nor there.
And look, but
I see where you're trying to go with that.
But I think you're onto something because somebody brought this up and I think this is totally fair. Yet, isn't this what Congress is arguing about, inside stock trading and how they should be prevented from doing that? That is another active thing
absolutely.
That is going on. Yes, I will concede. It does seem very unfair that the people who make the rules are allowed to bend their own rules, regardless of what industry you're in, what political party you have. I do think that's really strange that they're like, oh, well, you know.
Let me ask you guys this to end this segment right here. You think this is going to get better? Or worse, that we're going to every 3 months, let's say, or twice a year.
I think it's going to get worse.
Have players get suspended because they're gambling on whatever they're gambling on and not legally.
I think it's going to get worse. They don't want that money to go away, so I think they're going to ease up the rules. I think we're going to get to a place where you can't bet on your sport, but everything else is fair game.
Yeah, I agree.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, all the new food items at Globe Life Field. What is a must get? And is there anything you're staying away from? Just before we get any texts, hold on, Alec, because I know how this is going to go. A musket is an old-timey gun. Before we get any of those texts, must get, not musket.
Musket ear.
Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm a fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. The new food items. Yes?
For baseball, right?
Yes, at Globe Life Field.
I would like to say something, Kevin, unless you have some breaking news you want to get to first.
I do not.
I was born in East Dallas at Baylor Hospital.
Okay.
Off Gaston Avenue. And I'm pretty sure when I came out of the womb, C-section style, so I guess it was different.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I came out wearing a Rangers onesie. And
how did it get there?
Every team I played
did your
on.
Mom eat one?
Well,
I thought you almost said something else. When he said onesie.
Oh.
And I was like, what?
But I'm pretty sure, like, I was in a Rangers onesie my entire, like, babyhood, all right?
Okay.
And then every team I played on in T-ball, like, we were the Red Hot Rangers. We were some form of the Rangers.
We made you set a hat on fire.
Yeah, well, exactly. I lit a Toronto Blue Jays hat on fire because my kid played for a Blue Jays team. It wasn't his fault, man. That being said, my entire childhood living here in Dallas in DFW all the way up led to the one special moment of winning that World Series last year. I've had 1 year where I boycotted them, but that was A-Rod's fault.
Oh.
But other than that, I've grown up and been a Rangers fan my whole life. you also
yes.
have been a Rangers fan your whole life.
True. Not me.
Mike Bassett.
I couldn't stand my father grew up here and became the first ever Dallas-Fort Worth native to play for the Texas Rangers.
You definitely love them.
Hargrove, first ever Texan. Bassett, first ever local product.
Alec Medford, who is from Mansfield and right now is wearing a Peagle hoodie.
We're going to be there tomorrow.
And he's wearing the gold hat that he because he likes hats. He has been a Rangers fan his whole life. Actually, the other day he said, I don't think I've ever been this hyped for an opening day in my life. We are, this show right here, the North Texas baseball show of record. We're not just the North Texas baseball show of record because we know about baseball. We're the North Texas baseball show of record because we love the Rangers.
Hold on a second. Are you saying I can't just pretend that I like the Rangers for 5 seconds and get in a video?
Exactly. That's okay. What I'm saying. You can't just pretend that you like the Rangers
I
for just a second.
I bet you could.
It's not true.
I bet you could.
I love the Rangers, and I'm very happy we won a World Series. And it made me feel good whenever I saw it happen, too.
You know what else is going to make you feel good? Some of this delicious new food in your belly.
I love foods.
This is from the Rangers press release. We can go across this.
Let's find the person who hates food. They probably didn't
survive.
There's
got to be somebody out there. Kevin hates most foods.
And yet, I can still eat a lot of it. The Boomstick Triple Play.
What? How's this different?
I saw this, and I will tell you, somebody on the elevator was giving me the report on this.
Uh-huh.
And it looks way different than what was reported to me.
Oh. Okay. Is that bad?
No, it's good because I thought it was all stacked on.
It is not.
It is not. It's on a 3 foot long.
2 foot, yes.
2 foot long.
Yes.
Like Sonic. I always call it like Sonic because they have the foot long chili dog.
The Coney, yeah.
Yeah, so.
This it's a version, triple play, but it's only 2 feet?
I thought it was like it the way it was described to me, it was stacked on, stacked on, stacked on. I'm like, this is going to get soggy in a hurry.
At least in the pictures that I'm looking at, that is not the way it is. So, two Nolan Ryan beef patties topped with Rico's nacho cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles served on an 8-inch bun. And then there's also a foot-long Texas Chili Company hot dog topped with, well, you probably guessed it, Texas Chili Company chili, Rico's nacho cheese, onions and jalapenos, and a towering helping of Tostitos tortilla chips topped with chili, nacho cheese, onions, and jalapenos. So it's three.
That feeds everybody.
Separate. And that's a big thing. It is three kind of separate entities, but they come in the same carrying case. But to Mike's point, they're not stacked. They're side by side.
That, I'm in.
It definitely is for a family of four. You got it.
Yeah.
You did it. You got the nachos, you got the burger, you got the hot dog. You're good to go.
Everybody in my family likes something different.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
And that feels like, honestly, it's $33, but to feed a family of four, you'll take that all day.
Yeah, I don't know all the prices out there, but I feel like you're getting a deal. I don't know this, but I feel like if you went and bought nachos, hot dog, loaded, and a cheeseburger, I don't know if you could do that for $33. Yeah,
I don't think you could.
The Texas tacos are next up, Corey. You can get the Rangers red crunchy taco shells lined with a flour tortilla. So kind of a cheesy gordita crunch vibe going here.
That's the double-decker taco. Oh, but it's the crispy on the outside, soft on the inside.
Exactly.
That was different. Okay.
It's going to be topped with lettuce, pico de gallo, shredded cheese, and a choice of salsa verde or salsa roja.
So to get that red crunchy taco shell, I don't have to drive 700 miles get to a Taco Bell or anything.
Just texting real quick. Do you remember that idiotic commercial with that kid and three of his friends who said they had to drive 900 miles? To a Taco Bell. You're telling me there's not a Taco Bell within 900 miles of you. And also, you had to eat Taco Bell so much you had to drive 900 effing miles.
Nobody's
you drove
that.
Through Nebraska and Montana. Maybe in that area you could.
Man, in some of those boring square states, you're lucky to see another car, let alone an establishment to eat.
But that's going to be rare.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Yes.
Out of all the places, you've driven 400 miles... And there is a Del Taco or a Taco Bueno. You're like, nope.
Gotta have Taco Bell.
500 more miles.
And I feel bad because when I watched that commercial, I really hope they stayed with him. And they're like, oh, sorry, we're out of that. And I'm like, oh, in your face,
because it was
kid.
The Doritos Loco Taco.
Oh, that's right.
That's what they were driving that
they
far
could have been
for.
Out of it.
And I was like, just go to a taco place and get a bag of Doritos.
Can't do it. The Korean pork steamed buns. for the low price of $16. You can get the slow-cooked Korean-style pulled pork in a pillowy soft steamed
bao bun,
thank you. Topped with fresh cilantro and unagi sauce and spicy mayo.
I will say I like this just because it's variety.
Yep.
If you're not going for...
It does seem different.
Obviously, hot dog, nachos, that's very stadium. Popcorn, but this is not stadium-like. And I do like that there's these options to really try something different.
Yes, and I like this next one because this makes a lot of sense to me. The ranchero, the meatball garlic knot sliders. Classic Italian.
So they're not sliders?
With a K.
Oh, garlic knots.
Correct.
Gotcha.
I saw this.
Classic Italian-style meatballs smothered in marinara sauce and served on buttery garlic knots topped with Parmesan cheese. And these ones are, they look like they're stacked on top of each other.
They're going to have to lay them down. And I feel like this
think
is,
you're right.
You're eating a garlic knot, then you're eating a meatball. I don't see how you eat it sandwich-like,
I agree with it. I agree with that.
Do like Homer and just take the whole skewer and just whoop right off of it.
You could. $16. This one is the most appealing to me. I'm not going to say it's the most popular. This one sounds freaking awesome.
The garlic knots?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I was waiting for you to get to Mr. Hurtado. Because I have had what you're talking about. I have had it.
Oh, okay.
From Mr. Hurtado, Brandon himself.
The ranchero chili.
Rieno.
Dog with two W's. It's a chili all Angus beef hot dog that's split and stuffed with queso Cholula, wrapped first in a roasted banana pepper and then in strips of bacon. What? It's grilled to perfection, you would hope, served on a fresh Martin's potato roll with grilled onions. $16.
A+.
You're going to have to go to the restaurant.
Did you try this one?
No, I haven't. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things at Globe Life Park / AmeriQuest / the ballpark in Arlington, was when they had that place where you could get the hot dog wrapped in bacon and then add the onions and peppers to it. That was one of my favorite things that they had. And so this is very similar. I like this.
I could see that. Then empanadas. That feels
easy.
Very Texas. I know. It doesn't necessarily originate in Texas.
And they're chicken, not beef empanadas. So that's healthier.
That feels like a very popular choice. What is it that's new from Hurtado? I mean, look, we've talked about the dino rib that is incredible.
Is it the milanesa
taco? They didn't
taco?
Have that last year. Oh, the chicken fried steak ones?
Yeah, so I believe it's chicken fried chicken.
Chicken fried chicken.
So he made this at the...
Oh, he didn't do it with brisket? Is it a
piece of
brisket?
Oh, he did do it with brisket.
Okay.
So is this brisket or is this...
Let's see.
But I think it's brisket.
Chicken fried brisket, yes.
Yeah, so I had this. He made this at the stadium, if you got to take his class and John Gray was there, Sean Sharif was there, and I was there, he showed how to make this, and he shows all the sauces that goes with it and how to fry up a brisket, which I'm sure can be a little bit challenging that you don't dry it out,
no doubt.
It still has, you know, a juice to it and not kind of turns into jerky. It is really good. It is really good, and the flavors on it, the gravy and like the, I'm going to call it like some sort of red kind of spicy
sauce. It's
an arbol
sauce. It's a chili sauce.
It's tasty.
Yeah.
So if you want a little bit different barbecue, this is really that Mexican that he's talking about, which is interesting and very different.
Was there anything that we listed off that immediately you're like, ooh, maybe that could be better? Or are you like, there's good things on here. I don't think any of them will beat that.
My two favorite ones that are listed are the Hurtado's, I'm sorry, whatever you call it, Milanesa. I like that, and I like that hot dog, that wrapped in bacon and all the extras.
The dog with
so
two G's.
The thing
W's
is,
and two G's.
The meatball garlic knots, it's interesting to me, but I don't know. It's going to be one of those things you're going to have to take off the skewer, I think, and then just eat separately.
Agreed.
Get a fork out, maybe.
You can do that.
I will add this, though, and I know it's not until the second homestand that it's going to be available.
Right. Salad Master.
No, not Salad Master, Mike.
What if you had, that would be a good way to do the Salad Master deal, is if they had an area where the person makes you food, makes the chicken thighs and all the stuff, then they're like, do you want to buy any of this? And you say, no, but thank you for the free meal. And I got to watch a Ranger game while you did it. That was great.
And you get a salad master to take home?
Well, you get the shredded cheese thing's amazing. And you circle it. And then they have a thing. I used to use it with coconut oil and corn. Uh-huh. And, you know, give you good popcorn. Mm. So those are the two things I got for free for having people over for 3 hours to sit through the documentary that they gave us or whatever, info commercial.
The documentary they gave. Did anybody buy anything other than the free stuff?
Maybe one of our friend's moms.
Okay.
But we felt bad afterwards. We're like, if you guys want one of these two, we'll come over to your house and sit through it.
Party. It is the Whataburger is going to be there.
Okay.
And I know Mike loves Whataburger after hearing Mike Bassick Sr. talk about taking Mike after games all the time.
The Grand Prairie Whataburger on the way back from Arlington to Duncanville is where we'd usually always stop.
We're big fans of Whataburger and the tasty food. It's so delicious. And so can't wait to see. I'll go stand in whatever line they have out at Whataburger just to get some Whataburger.
If the Rangers win it all, you think you'll be a fan this year?
Of Whataburger?
No, of like the Rangers.
I was already a fan before. Like, I was already there.
What if you watch 10? What if I make you watch 10 whole games?
You don't have to make me, Mike. Nobody has to make. I don't have to lose a bet to watch.
Somebody makes you watch 10 games, I'll put you in a video.
Yeah. I don't have to act like I've been keeping score of every game for the last 20 years when I just started it this year either. I'm baseball Corey.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where it's finally here. The new kickoff era has arrived. Next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and it is time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some Gridiron Gravy.
Here we go!
Okay.
What are you doing?
Since you played that, I'm going to start with how everything is fine for the Cowboys. Mm. Everything is fine. Both Mozzie Smith and Luke Schoonmaker underwent shoulder surgery, but should be back, per Mike McCarthy, but should be back for the start of training camp, which is all fine and well, but the thing that is concerning about that is that means your first-round pick from last year, second-round pick from last year, third-round pick from last year are all coming back to training camp off of surgeries, and none of them were particularly effective or played at all last year.
I'm sure all the medicals came back on these guys last year clean, and there was never much concern about these shoulder injuries, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You can't predict injuries.
No, I feel like that is not accurate. And even if that's the case, that still makes me nervous that all three of them are coming back.
People get injured. It's a tough sport, man. They'll be all right. I'm sure they'll be there for day one of training camp.
Just remember, I didn't say this, but I've heard other shows here say this. If you don't draft almost perfect on a consistent basis, it's impossible to win the way that this is constructed.
Because you're building based off only draft.
It's only draft. Yeah? So if you're only going to do the draft as the way to make your team, then that means you can't. When you miss with Mozzie, you miss with Scooney, and I'm not saying they're complete misses yet. If you miss and you only get one or two good players out of a draft, you have to get five. Like, literally, you have to get two Pro Bowlers, three other guys that are strong starters throughout their career on their 4 to 5 year deal, and then maybe even one more. It's close to impossible to do on a yearly basis, but that's the way the Jones family has set it up. Their championship will come when they have about 5 to 8 consecutive years of drafting 6 solid players every year. Good luck.
Now, the NFL agreed. Now, the NFL has changed to the hybrid kickoff rule, which we tried to discuss a couple weeks ago. My first attempt at it went poorly. My follow-up attempt went better. It is now the rule. It was passed 29-3. Now, a couple.
You made this rule up, right? Like, you know how they heard you do that segment last week, and they were like, let's just do whatever Kevin said.
It is going to sound like the rantings of a lunatic unless you've already seen it in play, and then you're like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
The 49ers, Raiders, and Packers voted against this, but it did pass 29-3. Here's how it's going to work. And they even, not to confuse things more, they made some tweaks to my suggestions, and that is perfectly acceptable. So under the new hybrid kickoff rule, you will still kick off from the 35. And I know you're already feeling a sign of relief
awesome.
About that.
That's great to know.
Get ready, because a lot of things are going to be different. All right.
You have to run backwards now.
Actually.
You have no clue where the returner is till he runs past you.
We'll see if that is exactly what
happens.
Can't
block in the back, though. That right. would be a good rule. Like, yeah. hey, I mean, how fun would that be if all of a sudden you're just looking, the guy kicks it, and you backpedal. Nobody can block you because it'd be blocking in the back. But once the guy passes you, you have to start chasing him and see if you can get him.
You might think that sounds ridiculous. I'm going to explain this new kickoff rule to you. It might take a second,
all
unless,
right.
like I said, you're familiar with some alternative football. My team, I'm kicking off. Everybody, I'm going to be at the 35 all by myself. Everybody else from my team is going to be on the other side of the field at the 40-yard line.
Of course they are.
Everybody from the receiving team is going to be on the other side of the field at the 35-yard line.
Okay.
Although I think you're allowed to drop a couple players back to like the 32-ish, give or take. Then you're going to kick off the ball, which first of all eliminates surprise onside kicks, because if you don't kick the ball to at least the, quote, landing zone, it automatically goes up to the 40. Now, you might already be lost. Try to stay
with
us.
No, I remember the landing zone part.
The landing zone is from the goal line to the 20-yard line. And you can't start running until the ball crosses into the landing zone. We've talked about that. Or the player catches it and starts to move. If you kick the ball into the end zone, it's a touchback that brings it up to the 30. If you kick the ball short of the landing zone, it's an automatic touchback that goes up to the 40. The idea, I know, it's a lot. The idea here is that you will kick the ball between the goal line and the 20, and there'll be a kickoff return. So you still get kickoff returns, but you don't get the, you know, 50 yards of head of steam to just destroy somebody. So you'll still be able
more
to
like
be,
a blocking play.
Yeah. You'll be able to run, but they talked about how high injuries are on kickoffs, and they're hoping to eliminate that.
Kevin, you're doing too much talking about the rule.
Okay.
Right? Here's what we really need to know. Bones Fossil was one of the guys pitching this rule.
True.
So that means we already have a way. We've already figured out a way to the loophole on this thing. Mm-hmm. Bones Fossil already has 17 or 18 plays drawn up just for this thing specifically, and we're going to be able to use them every game.
I'll figure it out when they do preseason football, and I'll go, what the crap's going on?
and then
I'll figure it out after a few kickoffs. I mean, luckily the Cowboys, what, they'll be only receiving one of these a game?
And that's because you have to in a game?
Yeah, like you're okay, so the only 35-0 at halftime, and they're like, oh, they're kicking off finally to us, and don't rub it in. Let's not return this one the whole way.
Okay.
Let's get whoever, Cooper Rush or Trey Lance, some reps in because we're already winning by 35.
It is interesting that supposedly this is to add more excitement back to the kickoff. But when you consider that if you kick it short, it goes all the way up to the 40. If you kick it into the end zone, it goes up to the 30. That's better field position. And then you also took away the hip drop tackle. It's almost as if the NFL saw scoring dip last year and was like, well, hold on just a damn minute.
We got to score more points.
We got to figure something out. So just don't be shocked when you see the kicker standing there and you're like, oh, where are all his friends? They're 5 yards away from the other team to start the kickoff. But you can't start moving until the ball flies over their head and gets in to the landing zone, or the person catches it and starts
to go.
I
want to come up with a better name than the landing zone, though. I feel like we need a like.
What about
a
landing
pad?
Like, the danger
or like
zone.
Like a strip?
Yeah.
Perhaps?
A land
for an airplane. You just did like, you look like you were landing an airplane.
Yes. With the little like rave things.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think sometimes those guys that do that are like...
I've never done drugs, but if there's one person I could put on drugs just to see what happens, I think it'd be Kevin.
Kevin, yeah.
Oh, no.
It would be...
I think you'd go insane.
Of interest
it'd be
to
a,
me.
It'd be a, I'd be like, this is the most awesome, insane person that I've ever seen in my life, and I hope he doesn't die. Because he is doing things that are just, you're contorting your body in ways, because you are a flexible dude. And I'd be like, right. This is amazing. He's doing the splits right now for no reason. It's a slow song. It'll be like Celine Dion, and he'll be like just pelvic thrusting at 50 miles an hour.
I don't want any of that to happen. I don't believe. Well,
somebody called it the drop zone. Somebody said the danger zone.
Oh, yeah. Would you get more on board if every time they fired up the Kenny Loggins going into the kickoff and it was like, and they kicked it off.
Yes.
They're like, they're going to the danger zone.
They used to play the Miami Vice theme song for the three-point shootout.
That's.
It could be the discovery zone.
Ooh, could have some copyright infringement issues there.
Oh, no.
Copyright.
Is that even around anymore? Discovery Zone's not around anymore,
right? Don't know.
Going DZ at Discovery Zone. Oh, he's playing the Danger
Zone. Loggins, baby.
That's a channel, right? The Discovery Channel?
That's Discovery Channel. Discovery Zone actually does exist still. One in Cincinnati.
In a mall? Is that what we're talking about?
It's like a kid's. It's like a Chuck E. Cheese without the Chuck E. Cheese part. It's just go crazy
without
and run around and jump around and stuff. No rats.
Isn't it? Oh, that's a mouse. I'm sorry. Chucky's a mouse?
Yes.
Yeah, that's way better than a rat. It's a good idea. Hey, what if we have rodents as our mascot for food products?
From the 469, I want the pelvis drug.
From the 214, Kevin has to do a THC gummy bet payoff. There better be something.
Don't worry, you're just going to go chill on the couch, bro.
Is that what happens?
You're going to be like, I just want to sit here for the rest of the evening.
You're going to play old clips of me. I'm going to be like, why am I so loud and angry, man? Just
you can
like,
hear my voice from across the room.
Does everybody have a voice?
Everybody's voice is here.
What about the people who don't? That's sad.
Who made all the roads?
Okay, that is the one stoner question that I stand firm by. All right, look.
People did, right?
I know, but here's my thing, Mike. Well, damn it.
What about
deer? Mark that.
Oh, the tracks. Yeah,
uh-huh. Those are tracks. Those are kind of roads.
So when we build a new road now, or you have to like work on a highway adjustment or whatever, it shuts the whole freaking city down. How did we get all of the highways?
Mm-hmm. Well, there wasn't a whole city.
We had cities.
But it wasn't the same.
I think they're like us reading books. They start it. And they're like, no, you have to finish it before you start a new book. Like, what if I just read 10 pages of this book? And that's what it's like.
That's
good
30,
enough.
Right? Like, that's, or is it 35? Yeah, there, it's 30 over there. That's how they've done
that.
You're
just pointing off too there, wildly on the way out
to Arlington. He pointed to AT&T Stadium.
On the way out to Arlington, it's 30 where you're just like, why haven't they finished it yet? It's been 65 years.
They literally started that before the Super Bowl.
So how did we build all these roads across
America? And not the Super
Bowl
recently in Las Vegas. The Super Bowl in Arlington is when they started that project.
It feels like the only job that used to exist is I'm a road builder.
Yeah.
Oh, are you a doctor? Nope. Road builder.
What'd you
plumber?
Do today?
Nope.
Worked
road
on the
builder.
Roads.
By the way.
Was Bochy, was it the mines or the roads?
What's that?
Oh, what he did?
Was he a mine guy or a road guy?
I can't remember. We can ask him.
We'll ask him.
Do you want to ask him how to
I think it was
build?
Railroad.
Yes.
Railroad. Thank you, Alex.
We should just get out one day if we have free time and ask the construction workers, can we help this along at all?
Let's go now.
Yeah, I bet they'll be super pumped about that.
Hey, what can I do? You want me to lift this rebar over here?
Yeah, what is taking so long? Throw some cement down and let's call it a day.
Then they're going to jackhammer your car. The Patriots, by the way, are upgrading their facilities after they scored poorly in the NFLPA survey. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Get it together right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, who has the better batting lineup, the Rangers or the Astros? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.